It is Tuesday afternoon. Let's take a look at what's been happening in futures markets. Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Why, good afternoon, Todd.
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, USDA will release the WASDE numbers in April. That generally doesn't make a whole lot of news, but this time around, everybody's wondering what they'll do with the grain stocks report from March and how that will figure in. What do you think?
Well, you know, that is the big question. Will there be a little more common sense with this group? You know, the trade's expecting the corn ending stocks to jump up near about 812 million bushels. That's up from their current forecast of 632. There's a lot of people feeling it might not even jump over 750, and I think that was sort of seen today by how the corn market traded with the idea that, you know, they just were way off on their feed usage from the last quarter, and that they'd have to maybe adjust that a little bit, Todd.
Well, the adjustment comes, and then there are some news out of China that they think they might have record imports of corn. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've seen some importing of wheat. We've seen some more importing of corn, and there's talk that they stored some of their corn outside in some of their reserves, and that's, of course, having a mold problem, and they're going to need some other good corn to blend that off with and move it around later as they go along. So that's also a little bit of a positive attitude there. But, you know, as we look at it, our corn export numbers have just been, as far as old crop stuff, terrible.
Anybody moving in your area with planters yet?
Planters, no. Anhydrous tanks, fertilizer, and a few field cultivators, yes. But you can't believe how much anhydrous has went on here since last Thursday afternoon.
Well, I bet it's been moving quickly. And after the rainfall comes through, I suppose it'll start tomorrow sometime, that we'll get them in earnest in the field planting corn. And by the time we get to the next week and the following week, we'll have some real updates of the crop progress reports.
Yeah, we didn't get, you know, that update here. Of course, we hadn't started here in Illinois and Indiana hardly to worry about anything. But I would imagine by the end of, not the end of this week, but the end of next week, that we could see a fair amount of corn in the ground, weather permitting.
Yeah, we'll hear some of those audio reports later. The national report for corn planting should be released potentially next week, although USDA is vague on that, depending on what they see in terms of how many people are moving in the field, I think, more than anything else. What happened in the soybean market for the day?
Well, you know, we popped up today. I think that, number one, we really took the bean market down on the news of the avian, the different strain of the bird flu, the people that had died of that, and what degree the infection was in China. They were on vacation or on holiday of some sort last week, and, you know, when they come back in Sunday night and how they've traded for the rest of this week, doesn't show the same amount of concern that the American traders had, and it seems to be getting under wraps or staying somewhat close over there. So, you know, that basically added a little bit of confidence back. The crush margins are very good. The processor paying 40 to 55 over for beans, and the cash market just strengthened the bean market.
And finally, before I let you go, your best advice, producers, before heading into that WASDE report tomorrow morning, they have until 11 o'clock to take any positions on or off.
You know, if you've got hedges on, we're going to leave them on. If you don't, we're going to wait and see what that report says, because we think the surprise, if anything, is going to be just a little bit friendly. But I'll tell you what, Todd, the advice I'm going to have is not before the report, but it's after the report. If we can get a real nice bounce, we might stick a few hedges on.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.